SRN News. I'm John Scott on the Salem News Program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says Mr. Trump isn't mincing words on Truth Social.
What President Trump said is very important. He said the United States, our country, will sell Europe all the high-end weapons Ukraine needs, and they can be used in an unlimited fashion. That means that the Russian generals are going to be facing a Ukrainian army with no restrictions. And if you think Russia's having a hard time now with Ukraine, just wait a few more months. This was a game changer.
Senator Lindsey Graham's Complete This Week on Capitol Hill interview will air starting at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has addressed the U.N. General Assembly in the last hour. Speaking via a special hookup to all people in Gaza, Mr. Netanyahu issued the following demand.
So to the remaining Hamas leaders and to the jailers of our hostages, I now say, lay down your arms. Let my people go. Free the hostages, all of them, the whole 48. Free the hostages now.
Encircled by critics and protesters at the United Nations, Netanyahu told fellow world leaders Israel must finish the job against Hamas in Gaza. Responding to countries' recent decisions to recognize Palestinian statehood, Netanyahu said it would encourage terrorism against Jews and others. The Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge accelerated slightly in August from a year earlier. The Commerce Department reported its personal consumption expenditures price index was up 2.7% in August from a year earlier. That's up from a 2.6% year-over-year increase in July and the most since February. This is SRN News. Islam is the fastest growing religion on earth.
There are more Christians around the world than there are Muslims, but Muslims are catching up. According to data from the Pew Research Center, the global Islamic population increased four times faster than the Christian population between 2010 and 2020 to stand at 2 billion. Christians make up 2.3 billion. Meanwhile, the number of religiously unaffiliated people has been growing in nearly every region. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
After well over a century under construction, Barcelona's Sagrada Familia Church is ready to raise its immense central tower and become the tallest Christian church in Europe. Officials say the tower will be finished at the end of this year or the beginning of 2026. Once that is done, the masterpiece of architect Antoni Gaudi will rise 564 feet. Taller than Ulmer Munster Church in southern Germany at 532 feet. This is SRN News. Israel's soccer teams are facing a potential ban from international play.
European soccer body UEFA is moving toward a vote to suspend its member federation Israel over the war in Gaza. People familiar with the proposal told the Associated Press on Thursday. A majority of UEFA's 20-member executive committee is expected to support any vote in favor of suspending Israeli teams from international play, two sources told the AP. The move comes 2 weeks before the Israel men's team is due to resume its 2026 World Cup qualifying group with games in Norway and Italy. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The UK government has announced that British citizens and permanent residents must have a digital ID card to work. This plan aims to reduce unauthorized immigration by making it harder for people to work illegally. Critics argue it infringes on personal liberty. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.